trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
For this.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on the fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. After the Blackhawks' Game 3 win over the Predators yesterday, Brandon Saz said, "It goes without saying, Game 4 win on home ice would be huge."
Yeah, you want to always take care of your home games here. So we stole one on the road, and home games are huge here, so we're going to take full advantage and keep it rolling.
And Saad and company will play in front of Scott Darling, who starts in net again for Joel Quenneville's club. Darling made 35 saves in yesterday's 4-2 win in Game 3 of the series. Hoops, the Bulls and Bucks lock horns once again. Game 2 of their opening round set. Bulls have won 7 of 8 against Milwaukee overall, and they've won 4 in a row in Chicago by an average of 12 points per contest. Kirk Heinrich out tonight with left knee soreness. Meantime, Bears will reportedly host Louisville receiver Devontae Parker at Hallis Hall early this week. Also, Tim Tebow reportedly will sign with the Eagles on a one-year minimum salary deal, and the league schedule comes out tomorrow. On the diamond, it's the Cubs and Pirates from the Berg. Jake Arrieta opposite A.J. Burnett in the opener. Jed Hoyer joined Spiegel and Goff earlier this afternoon, committed to Starlin Castro as the shortstop of the future, explained why Addison Russell's playing second base at AAA.
We wanted to put him there to give us an option. You know, right now we're pretty banged up with Javi Baez has been on the bereavement list or the restricted list in the minors after his sister died. LaStella's been hurt. Alcantara's been struggling a little bit. And we felt like it was the right thing to do to get him some work at second to give us some optionality.
White Sox home to host Cleveland. It opens a three-game set. John Danks against Trevor Bauer. Carlos Rodon called up from AAA to pitch out of the bullpen. He'll wear number 55. Jake Petrichka also returns from an injury rehab assignment. Finally, Lalisa Decisa of Ethiopia won his second Boston Marathon. On the women's side, it was Kenya's Carolina Rotich as the winner. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras, and join 670 The Score next Friday at Golfsmith in the South Loop from 1:30 to 6 for the grand opening week, broadcasting live updates. Enter for your chance to win Eagle Ridge Golf Vouchers brought to you by Golfsmith. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 6:35. Sox will take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
It is.
Thank you very much, Jordan Bernfield. Nice to have you with us here today.
Jay Beasy in the house.
Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our intern is Matt Bray. He nods a lot.
Yeah, he gives you the what up.
Yep.
You know, but
he acknowledges.
After the first what up, he keeps going with it where it's like, I don't know where to go now.
Maybe he has a short-term memory issue and he just has to keep confirming what is indeed up.
I know. I think he just likes to acknowledge that we exist, that he exists, that we're in this together.
That if he ceases to acknowledge, it'll all disappear.
Pretty soon he's going to force me into breakfast because he comes around and he goes, hey, I'm making a breakfast run. And then I'll say that I'm not going to have anything. And he gives me the head nod. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I should because I don't want a second one from you.
He convinced
you. I don't want it to be a tussle in here.
Thank you to our guest today. You just heard from Jed Hoyer there, the Cubs general manager. Bruce Levine joined us. David Schuster joined us. And Vincent Goodwill from Crosby. Crosby, Stills, Nash. That Comcast Sportsnet.
Same thing.
That's what I did.
Yeah, awesome.
That's what my brain just did.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. CSN is CSN, man.
Yeah.
There's really only one CSN.
That is a great slip. It's so you.
It is very me.
And we'll have Mark Schanowski on from CCR a couple of days from now.
Joe Madden tomorrow at noon on Tuesday.
Knuckles on that. That was
that's the Spiegel brand.
That's from a real place.
What are you going to have on from Boston? That's what I want to know.
Not the singer. Died. Brad Delp,
one of the great arena rock voices.
An all-timer.
You ever how he died? Too,
yeah, he lit a Smokey Joe in a bathroom.
Death by barbecue.
Really? Yeah. Killed himself.
So I shouldn't have been barbecuing in my bedroom this weekend.
Unless you want to delp yourself.
You got delped. You've been delped.
It's a great word to use on Twitter. Yeah, delp. It works for almost everything.
Just about. we're talking about this, guys. All the different porta potties at Wrigley, because I was there for the first time the other day, Barry. And there's like a porta potty attendant. You know, there's somebody who's there.
Oh, you don't have to tip him, do you?
No, I don't think so. But there's like three of them. Like they're policing the line.
What is their responsibility?
To make sure you don't go in there and do nothing Wrigley-ish. You know, just make sure that
you mean like use it?
No.
use the porta potty? Are you not supposed to?
I couldn't get over this. Like two at a time, Goff was suggesting, you know, going in there.
That's from the 224. I do believe it's called the Pile High Club. Speaks.
Yeah, or the Vile High Club.
Yeah, there are a lot of weird fetish people out here.
That's a great job for Schlitter, I think.
Schlitter's full. He's quickly on his way. Schlitter says, "Get out of the porta potty," but he doesn't scream into his glove. That would make it better if he screamed into his glove.
A texter says, "I'm ashamed to say I've done it in a porta potty with a very classy girl."
See? Dude, there's something
hideous.
There's somewhere for everyone.
My.
Okay, there are a lot of guys out there. I will never forget my guy Jim Murray, who I was down in Atlanta with.
The great sports writer.
Now I think it every time he says
he's a legendary sports writer.
He's a Boston guy, and he told me one day, he goes, "Goff, never underestimate the freakiness of the man next to you. Like you got guys who are in suits and ties who are willing to do whatever, whenever." There's some porta potty guys out there probably, and one of them are savage texters.
Well, I am surprised by some of the environments I found myself in and was willing to take advantage of the situation, but that is one that I have never, ever thought of.
I'm not saying open the door there, though.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting there.
This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
We've got an admission coming.
Call 1-877-CARS for Kids.
We're verging on an admission here.
Where'd you lose your, like, what song did you lose it to? A couple of days ago,
it wasn't an admission. It was a detail about a recent Tributosaurus show that apparently there's security footage of green rooms
And
really?
Yeah, some couple. We don't know who yet. They're trying to isolate the video for us so we can figure it out. But yeah, some...
A couple you know?
It has to be somebody on our guest list or... or in the band or
good
something.
Good for them, man. Show your love.
Right?
It's show not a porta potty. It sounds fine.
Yeah, it's not a porta potty. Although now I'm told via text that people like to go in there and smoke. That's the issue.
Ah.
They go in there and they smoke in a porta potty.
There's a bar down the street right here that I don't think any SCORE employee is allowed in for the foreseeable future.
What?
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. There's something happened in a bathroom where, yeah. Yeah.
Is this a SCORE Christmas party story?
It's kind of like
a salesperson like falls down the stairs.
No, not falling downstairs, falling down on someone. Yeah.
Well, sometimes you trip and fall.
About this.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude.
Is it good?
It was the best.
Hey, let me ask Barry Rosner, who I love asking hockey things to when I'm not asking him baseball things or scotch things. I loved your column about going to Crawford for game two. And then I understand why I went to Darling for game three.
Yeah.
Was there any part of you that thought that this might be one where he says, I want to give Crow a home start just to get him going? We've are up on this team 2-1 without Shea Weber. That team's toast. You know, that maybe he would give Crow a home start to get him going because he's going to need both.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from. I mean, there's a point where he's going to have to do it. It's right. They're going to need him if they want to win the Stanley Cup. He's going to have to go back to him. The spot he picks is going to be really crucial, and he's going to have really serious thought about when he does it and why he does it. So I could see why you're looking for that spot, but not right now because the guy has no confidence. He has no belief in himself.
What's going on with him? Like, and, well, is it something technical?
No, he always used to